Okay, today's Daf Yud Ches in Sanhedrin. We are on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis at the two dots. It's about two thirds of the way down, or one third of the way up from the bottom. So what the Mishnah said, Kami Ye Ba'ir V'Yeruil Sanhedrin Meiva Esrim. The Mishnah asked how many people have to inhabit a city in order for that city to have the Sanhedrin Katana of 23. So the Mishnah said it needs 120. So where did they get the number 120 from? Where does number 120 come from? So Gemara explains, Meiva Esrim Mai Abiditayu. The Gemara asks, what's their jobs? But basically the question is, where do you get the number 120 from? So Esrim Shlosha Kenegas Sanhedrin Katana. You need 23, because you have 23 who actually are the Sanhedrin. Right? That's 23. Then Shalosh Shuro Shal Esrim Shlosha Hare Tishim Et Harti. You have three rows of Talmidim of 23 each. Okay, so that add those three, so basically you have 4 times 23, that gives you 96. But Asara Batlanim Shal Beis HaKnesses, and you have the 10 people who don't work and they are ready to daven in Shul, Shachris, and Ma'ariv. Batlanim, I don't think it's such a bad thing here. These are the guys who are always, what? Yeah, they're always in Shul, they're ready to daven whenever needed. So there you have Hare Meya, Yemeyu Trey, you have 102. Ushnei Sofrim, you have two Sofrim, 104. Shnei Chazanim, 106. Ushnei Bali Dinin, you're going to have the two Bali Din who come to Beis Din. Ushnei Edim, Ushnei Edim Zomim, two witnesses, and two potential Edim Zomim. Ushnei Zomim Zomim, and two potential Edim Zomim on the Edim Zomim. I don't know why they stop over here, it can go on forever. Alright, Harei Meir Ba'ar Beisar, now you have 114. So we're missing six. Where do the other six come from? The Sanya, we learn in our Brisa. Kol Ir She'ein Ba Asar Dvarim Halalu, Ain't Talmud Chacham Rosh Lador B'Socha. Any city that doesn't have these the following 10 items, a Talmud Chacham should not be living in that city. And what are they? That's a Beis Din, Makin, V'Onshin. A Beis Din has the power to give Malkos and to give the proper punishments. V'Kupa Shal Tztaka Nigves Mishnayim. So there's another two people. U'Mishkalaka V'Shlosha. And it's divided by three people. We saw that in the Gemara Bava Basra at the end of the first parak, how you divide up the Tztaka. And then it also has a Beis Knesses, a Beis Amerchatz, and Ubeis Kisei, and a bathhouse. And then you also have a Rofe, a doctor, and the eighth guy is this Uman, guy who's Makis Dam, and they have a Lavlar, and the Lavlar's a guy who writes books, so I don't know what the difference between the Lavlar is and the Sofer. Rashi takes out the Girs of Tabach, and then you have Mulame Tinokos, and Mishum Rabbi Kiva Omru, Af Mini Peira Mibnesha, Mini Peira Mi'irin Esenayim. Another thing you need in the city, you have to have good fruit. Because good, you know, carrots are good for the eyes. You need the beta carotene. You have to have that to help the eyesight. You need good fruits. So you see, besides the 114 people that we counted beforehand in this brisa, you have another two who collect tztaka, plus three who give out tztaka, and one extra person. This is guy's a jack of all trades. One extra person who's the rofa uman lavler malamet pinokos. And you see, all together you have 120. So there's the 120 number, and that's where you get 120. Okay. The Mishnah Lekha said, from Nechemya Omer, 230. He said you needed 230, not 120, you need 230. So, Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says you need in this, Rebbe gives another, the Brisa gives another Shita. So it's interesting. Rebbe, well, we see this all the time. Rebbe redacted the Mishnayas. He doesn't even put his Shita in the Mishnah. The Brisa is where it had the Shita of Rebbe. So, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Masayim v'shivim v'shiva. You need 277 in order to have it, more to have a Sanhedrin. So, in other words, it is basically Rashi explains what you have is the 230, like Rav Nechemya in the Mishnah, plus you have another 47 people. What are the extra 47 people for? Because if the Beis Din, after you have 23, if the Beis Din has a tie, right, it has 11 say Zakai, 11 say Chayev. And the president, even though the board allows him to make the deciding vote, decides that he's not going to make the vote. So he's not going to vote. He says, Eini Yodeya. So you have the tie. So you're supposed to add on. You're supposed to add on. And you can add on up to 47 people until it equals 70, like the Sanhedrin Gedolah. That's the maximum you can't up to, so it equals the Sanhedrin Gedolah. So therefore you have the 230, right? You have the 230 plus the additional 47, which leads you to 277. So he says you need 277, Rebbe says. But Hatanya, I have another Bryce that says, Rebbe Omer Masayim Shivim Bishmona. You need 278. It's a steer of one. So my answer is no, it's not a steer. Lo Kasha, HaRebbe Yehuda HaRabbanan. And each Bryce, he was going according to a different Shita. Where he said the 277, he was going according to Shita Rebbe Yehuda, who says the Sanhedrin only has 70. So you would only add an additional 47. But if you're going like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbanan, who said the Sanhedrin is 71, you would add an extra person, and that's why he said the total 278 instead of 277. So there's no stira. Now the Gemara brings a brisa that deals with how many dayonim were there with Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. So Tana Rabbanan, learning a brisa. The pasuk says, "B'samta alehem sarei alafim." You know, the judges of 1,000, sarei meos of 100, sarei chamishim, v'sarei asaros. So Gemara says, so you have to do the calculations based on, they do the calculations based on the fact that there were 600,000 men in the Midbar. Yet they told us they don't deduct each time they do the calculation. So sorry, I love him. It's 1/1,000 people. So there would be, the whole amount would be sheish meos. It would be 600. Sarei meos is 1 to 100, so it would be sheishas alafim, 60,000. Sarei chamishim is 1 to 50, it would be shneimasar elef, that's 12,000. The sarei asaros, it is, right, so it's 1 to every 10, that would be sheishas ribo, so that would be 60,000. Right, nimtzu dayoni Yisrael, turns out how many dayonim you have in the Midbar? Shivas ribo ushmonas alafim v'sheish meos. 78,600, right?
That's what it is? 78,600?
78,600. But it's weird, because they're doing the calculation. See how they're doing it? They're doing, Sarei Alafim is 1 to every 1,000. So then you should be deducting, and that equaled 600. So the next calculation should be the 600,000 minus 600.
What's the number rounded at 600?
Okay, so that's the number they're doing. I know.
So it doesn't make a difference.
Okay? But what you're doing in that calculation, though, so then do the calculation based on that. You're doing a calculation making this ratio, but the ratio should diminish because you're pulling people out. Whatever, it's not so many people that it concerns so much. Just
it's only male.
What?
600,000 males.
Yeah, 600,000 males, of course. Fine. So, Hajar Allah Dine Mamanos. That's the end of the first parak. Next parak. Parak Kohen Gadol talks about the dinim of a Kohen Gadol and a melech, and a king. Right? So, Kohen Gadol. So we have the Kohen Gadol. Right? So the Kohen Gadol, he can be Kohen Gadol, he can put on Hashem and Mishlo, he dresses in the eight Begadim. Machlokes, if you don't have the Shem and Mishlo, does he become the full Kohen Gadol just by wearing the Begadim? So Kohen Gadol, done. He can be a judge. He can judge people. Bedonin also. And if someone has a complaint against the Kohen Gadol, they can take, he can be taken to din on a dini mamanos. And also, if he doesn't own something wrong, he can get onshe basin as well. He can be judged. He judges and can be judged. Meir, he testifies, umeidin also. They testify about him. They know edus about him. They can testify about him also. Choletz, let's say his brother dies without any children, right? So he can do chalitza to his sister-in-law, right? And his brothers, Choltzin Ishto, if he dies without any children, so his brothers can do chalitza to his wife. Umiyabim es Ishto. And they can do Yivum towards his wife. If he passes away, the other Kohanim, a regular Sam Kohanim, they can marry an Almana. They can marry an Almana, so they can be Miyabim his wife. However, Avalhu Einu Miyabim. He cannot do Yivum toward his sister-in-law, because Mipneshu Asur Belmana. He's not allowed to marry an almana, so he can't marry. They can't do yibum because that's marrying an almana. That's the first din. Second talks about the hanhagas of the Kohen Gadol begabe avelus. So meis lo meis. We say one of these shiva krovim died, right? Eino yotza achar hamita. He cannot follow the body, right? To do the levayas and meis. They're worried about maybe he'll touch the casket or something. And the pasuk says that. We learn that from Mikdash Lo Yetze. He can't leave his Kedusha. I mean, he can't become, he's not supposed to be, he's supposed to be marking himself that he doesn't come to come Tumah. So the Kohen Gadol is only allowed to be Metameh for Meis Mitzvah, right? That's the Lachem. But for the Shiva Krovim, he's not allowed to become Tameh. So what does he do? Ela Hein Nichnasim Vuhu Nigla, Hein Niglin Vuhu Nichse. Basically what happens is they're carrying the body down an alleyway, so he has to wait till they turn the corner, then he walks down the alleyway. And he waits. They bring down, if it's a very, very long street, the whole chash is that he's going to touch the Aron, so if it's a very, very long street, you know, if it's Pinsu Boulevard, you know, and they're on Franklin, and he's all the way on, you know, Rockaway Turnpike, it's okay. But, you know, a smaller street, they have to wait till he turns the corner, so he won't have any chash of touching the Aron. The Yotze Imoin at Pesach Shari Ir. and he can leave, he can follow them all the way up till the entrance of the city. Dear Rav Meir. Rav Meir says he can go as far as the city limits. Right? Rav Yehuda Omer ain't a yotze min a mikdash. He cannot leave the base of Middash at all. Mishum shenemar mun mikdash lo yetze. He's not allowed to leave the mikdash. He's not allowed to leave from the base of Middash. Rav Yehuda says, the pasuk is pshuto. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave from the base of Middash. The question is why? According to Rav Meir, so it says a mikdash lo yetze. What's the svar? I mean, why from the mikdash, right to the city, to the mikdash, but why can't he leave? So someone says that you have to have every person who brings a karban has to have lina, because it's a yontif. He has to stay in Yerushalayim overnight. The Kohen Gadol brings karbanos every single day. So he has lina every single day. Others say it's because of the city. What? So they say, based on that, so Rabbi Yehuda says it's a takana, it's a gzera. In the mikdash lo yetze, the real drasha is, not that he can't leave the mikdash. The mikdash lo yetze, we learned beforehand that he's not allowed to come tummy. It's mikdushas lo yetze. So it's only a smata. But why can't he leave? Why can't he leave Yerushalayim? Bottom line, the bottom line of Allah is he can't leave Yerushalayim. Because it's a yontif, because he has to have lina when he ever brings a karban. Yeah, I don't know. They have all these things that they have in his makhluk. Maybe in the shuk of what? In the shuk of the Yerushalayim. Right, so he's in Yerushalayim, so it works according to Rav Meir. What about according to Rav Yehuda? Yeah, they also talk about, there's always this machlokas in Rishonim about whether or not the Kohen Gadol is not wearing his vestments. Is he considered a Kohen Gadol? Does he have the Kedusha then or not? How's that possible if he's in the base of ministry all the time? You're right. It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. I would think not. I mean, are you allowed to wear the big day? Allowed to wear the all the Urim and Tumim and stuff outside the base of Mikdash? I don't know the halacha. Okay. Sorry. Right. But Moshiach is right. You have that Gemara where he was walking in the shuk. So I don't know how that works with Rabbi Yehuda. Right. No, home is in Yerushalayim. He definitely lives in Yerushalayim. Yeah, but Yehuda says he's in Yotzim in a Mikdash. I mean, what is he? So he's not. Right. So the Rashash brings down that it's only a din derabbanan about him not leaving the base of Mikdash. Okay, Kishu Menachem Acherim. Yeah, just, I tried to figure that out. He's only an Onan. How does that? So only by an Onan he's allowed to leave the Mikdash. It's counterintuitive, though. When he's an Onain, he's not allowed to leave the Mikdash. But when he's not an Onain, I don't understand that.
There's no Tumah issue by Shiva.
What?
When
there's a Chashash in the Tumah, just by leaving the base of Mikdash. There's more of a Chashash when he's an Onain because he's going to follow the casket.
So
he's an Onain, so now we have the Chashash. So if he's not an Onain, according to Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, he's allowed to leave Yerushalayim and he's allowed to leave.
Yeah.
Right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the question. I don't think he has to leave the basement. But does he have to live in Yerushalayim? Yeah, I know. It's good that he doesn't want to travel to work, but not everyone works on Valley Stream. You know, you have to leave. No, most Kohanim only work for two. Most Kohanim only work for 2 weeks a year, actually. But the Kohen Gadol, I think, is on call the whole year.
Huh?
No,
the rest of the time they're teaching.
Okay. And eating. Okay. Because Menachem Acherim. Okay, so that's good. So we're talking about when he's an Onin. So the Onin, you have a Chashash, he's going to follow it. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda says he can't leave the base of Middash. And it's only the Rabbanan because of the Gezerah, we're worried about him touching. Okay, that makes sense because that's why, even though it's not, even though he's only making it on a smata. The Rabbanan is because he's an Onin. Okay. Hukashu Menachem Acherim. When he's Menachem, other people who are sitting Shiva, Derech Kol Ha'am Ovrim Bezeh Achar Zeh. We have now that make two Shiros and the Avelim walk between the two Shiros. Here it looks like everyone walked in front of the Avelim. Right? Derech Kol Ha'am Ovrim Bezeh Achar Zeh. Right? Everyone would walk. Right, everybody would walk after each other, and they would say Anachem. The Hamimuna, which is the Skan of the Kohanim, Mimatzo Beino Levena Am. He would stay in between the Kohen Gadol and the rest of the nation. Ukishehu misnachim eachim. And when he's sitting shiva, kol ha'am omrim lo anu kaparascha. We are your kapara, and we're gonna. And who omer lahen tis baruchu min hashemayim. You should have a bracha min hashemayim. Ukishemavrin also when they serve him the sudas ha'avra'ah. Even though normally it is the Avel who's sitting on the ground, when the Kohen Gadol is sitting in the Sheva, everybody else is on the ground. And he sits on a lower chair because of Kavod, he shouldn't be sitting on the ground when everybody else is standing. The Gemara will talk about all these cases. But that's the Kohen Gadol. Hamelech Lodon, a Melech cannot be a judge, which is interesting. Didn't Shlomo judge all these cases? Hamelech Lodon, they say maybe it's only the Melech is not supposed to be done if he's the singular judge, but still, I don't know if that answers the question. Hamelech Lodon, the Lodon knows so, and they don't judge him. Right? Lo Meid, he can't testify, but Lo Meid knows so, they don't testify about him. Lo Cholitz, he can't do Chalitza. Why? Because you spit. The woman spits when you do Chalitza. It's a gnai to spit at the Melech. Lo Cholitzim Le'ishto, and you can't do Chalitza to his wife if he dies without children, because, you can see later on, she's Asura to marry anybody else. You're not allowed to marry the Almana of a Melech. And also, Lo Meyabim, he doesn't do Yibum, because it's a gnai for a melech to have a child who's not called after him. So it's going to be the brother's child. And again, you can't do Yibum to his wife. Since you can't do Yibum to his wife, because you can't marry the man of a melech, so if there's no Yibum, there's no chalitza. Right? But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im rotz lachlos liyabim zach latov, if he wants to do chalitza Yibum, he can do it. He can be mochel on his kavod. Amrullah, the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, even if he wants to, ain't shomimlo. You can't do that because he can't be mochel on his kavod. This is almost like, you know, it's not his kavod to be mochel, it's the kavod of all Klal Yisrael. Ein nosim almanoso. You may not marry the almana of the king because of his kavod. Rabbi Yehuda says, nosa melech almanoso shel melech. The next king can marry the almana of the previous king, assuming that they're not related in a way that's not permissible. What? Who's arguing? No, I think he's qualifying it. It said, ain't nosin almanasa. You're not allowed to marry his almana. You should know that's everybody else. But the successor can marry the almana. And we have a pasuk, shekhematzinu, but David, shenosa almanasa shal shol. David married one of the almana of shol. Shenem married pasuk and shmuel beiz. Because nosin anavi says to David Amelech, that etnolecha as beis adonecha, I'll give you the house of the shol. That's neshe adonecha b'chakecha. And also his wives. So he's saying from there, you see that he was allowed to marry the wives of Shaul. So the question is, what are the Chachamim going to say? If maybe they are arguing. If they're arguing, what are the Chachamim say about that pasuk? Maybe they say the pasuk, he gave you the wives, then now you're servants. Doesn't necessarily mean they give you the wives to be wife, to the woman to be your wives. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Kohen Gadol Don. The Kohen Gadol judges. The Gemara says, Pshita. Why should he be a dayan? What's the problem with him being a dayan? So Gemara says, don and also istrichle. Now we said don because the chiddush is that you can judge him if he's mechayev an onesh or he's mamon. We need the din to teach us that he can be judged, and don't say because of his kavod that he can't say because of his kavod he's not coming to Beis Din. He still has to come to Beis Din. So Gemara says, hainam shita. That's also pashut. Why should he not be judged? What's wrong with judging the Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara is, because he has to be, you don't have to write that. Why? Because ilo dainan lei iu hechidayin. If he's not judged, how can he judge? Right? You know, halacha is v'haksiv pasuk in Tzvanya. Everyone knows pasuk in Tzvanya. I don't know if everyone knows what Tzvanya is, but everyone knows pasuk in Tzvanya says his koshishu v'koshishu. What does that mean? Amareish lakish kashet atzmecha v'achaka kashet achirim. First, you have to beautify yourself, and then you can talk to other people. Tell other people. So the only way you can be a judge, the only way you can be a judge is if you judge others. So if it's so pashut that he can be a judge, then it's also so pashut that he can be judged. Because if he can be a judge, that means by definition he can be judged. So what's the chiddush of the pasuk? So just very, it's interesting case that the Tashbetz discusses. Because in order to be a judge, you have to be able to be judged. So in the generation of the Rivash, so the Sultan apparently appointed the Rivash to be the sole arbiter of all cases, of all halakha cases that came up amongst the Jews. The Rivash was the guy, busy man. He didn't even have Yisro's advice. He was the only guy. There's no Sarim Meya, no Sarim. He was the guy. So the Tashbish basically asked, he goes, what's going on? How can that be possible? If he's the only judge, that means no one else is allowed to judge, he can't be judged. So how can the Rivash have done that? So he got us to give some tirutzim about from the Rivash, and then when the Rivash passed away, and the Sultan wanted to appoint the Tashbetz to do that, he didn't accept the appointment because he said he'd be puzzled from judging because What does that do with all the tshuvas of the Rivash? The Rivash, I mean, I don't know how you answer that. And also, I saw interesting in the Shiurei Das. I think Shiurei Das is from the Telzers, right? They write the Shiurei Das. What? So he says, if the only way you can judge others is if you judge yourself, they learn it also. You're not supposed to give Musar unless you yourself. How can you judge others if you're not perfect yourself? So how do you give Musar? So he goes on and explains. He says, first of all, number one, you can always have the heter of you're giving Musar to everybody. Right? So I'm included in the Musar. So number two, if you're appointed to a position or you're given a job, yeah, that's your job. So that's what you do. He says, number three, you don't have to be perfect. If you work yourself on a midah, then you'll have to tell other people and help other people to work on that midah. You'll have to talk to other people to help them out. But it's a very interesting thing. Before you start judging other people, make sure look in the mirror, right? It's a New Testament saying, right? That he has no sin, cast the first stone. So it's ben tzira. No, it's not. So that's the case. So the Magen Gemara says, okay, so it's pashut that he judges. It's partially it can be judged because he judges. So why does the Mishnah have to write it? What chiddush is in the Mishnah? So Ella the kaboy the misnei melech lo dam v'lo donin oso talinami kohen gadol dam v'donin oso. Trying to keep the parallel between the kohen gadol and the melech. The melech halacha is he can't judge and he's not supposed to be judged. So therefore we wrote the kohen gadol. He does judge and can be judged. V'ibay is ema, or we can say. Right. Well, we know we're going to be talking about the Kohen, we're going to be talking about the Melech, so we're going to talk about the Kohen Gadol. And they just wrote the Kohen Gadol first, saying that maybe you should have the Melech first and then list all the things about the Kohen Gadol. I don't know. Oftentimes we say, how do we do it? We say the person who does before the person who doesn't. That's talking just about how you write the Mishnayos. The Ibayis Ema, another way you can say is you can answer the way we had before and say that the Kohen Gadol judges, we wrote the Kohen Gadol judges Agav that he gets judged. So, and how come Ashmalon, what does it come to teach us? It comes to teach us Kiddesign. It comes to teach us that the Kohen Gadol can be judged like the following Brisa. Kiddesign, your Kohen Gadol shahoragas hanefesh. A Kohen Gadol kills somebody. Bemezid neherag. If he does it bemezid and all the qualifications follow, that you can kill the Kohen Gadol. It's chayim misa. Bishogeg, if he kills Bishogeg, gola, he goes to the Ir Miklat. Question now, what happened? When does he go out in the Ir Miklat? Kohen Gadol, all the other people who kill Bishogeg go out when the Kohen Gadol dies. He's Kohen Gadol. So obviously he's been removed from his appointment now, but maybe you needed the Kohen Gadol, the Machlokes between the Tosfos and the Ritva. Maybe you need the Kohen Gadol who was the Kohen Gadol at the time of your conviction. Well, at the time of the conviction he was the Kohen. So how does he go out? He brings down the note. He brings down the note. Okay, very good. So go there. But over right. But over al sebe alo sase, and he can be over al sase and alo sase. But rehu can hedge up the chol dvarav, and he's like a hedge up. So now the Gemara is going to explain. The Gemara is explaining this brisa. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, a Kohen Gadol kills a person, b'mezid neherag. So he goes, pshita, kills b'mezid, you're neherag, you get killed. So no, b'shoge gole itztrichle. The reason why I wrote mezid is because we have to write shogeg. And the chiddush is that by shogeg, he goes to golos. That is the chiddush. We have to teach that. And therefore, since we wrote the din of shogeg, we write the din of mezid as well. So Gemara says, hainami pshita. That's also pashut. If you shogeg, the lach is, you go to golos. So he goes, no, it's the Rechusak, the Aitachamina. You would have Bahamin to say, Hol, Xiv, the Pasuk says, by Rotzech, Bashogek, who goes to Yermiklat, the Yashay Ba'ad, most Kohen Gadol. He has to sit there until the Kohen Gadol dies. Ema called the Islai Takanta Bechazara Ligle, the Lesser Takanta Bechazara Ligle. Maybe you would say that whoever has the Takana of the Kohen Gadol dying, going out free, he gets Golos. But the guy who doesn't have the Takana to go out free doesn't get Golos. And here, the Kohen Gadol doesn't have the Takana. So that's where the Machlokes and Tosos and the Ripper comes in. That's what he means, doesn't have the Takana. So how does that work? So Tosfos on top of Amud Beis says that Perush Kagon Shalom Minu Achar Atche Nigmar Dino. There was no other Kohen Gadol by at his conviction. So if the Tosfos was saying is if there was a Kohen Gadol if he kills, so right away you have this line of succession right away. He takes the oath of office right afterwards before the conviction. Then he has a takana because it's when that Kohen Gadol dies. Okay. Before he got there. Right. Maybe there's a trial that to determine whether it's so you're right. It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe there's a trial to determine whether or not it was Bishogeg or not. He runs right away, and then they make a determination as to whether or not it was shogeg or mezid. Because if they make the term, if it turns out to be mezid, he leaves Er Miklat, and then he gets killed.
So he
runs away right away, and then they do. And then they do the adjudication at that point to see whether or not it was shogeg or mezid. Because if it's mezid, they take him out. Can't stay if it turns out to be mezid. That's, I think, that's a good question. So Gemara then says, right, it's right. The Tanakh, we're going to the Mishnah in Makos. The Mishnah in Makos says, "Hahore Kohen Gadol." Someone kills a Kohen Gadol b'shogeg. Oh, Kohen Gadol shaharegas hanefesh ani yotzusam mi'olam. You can never leave. The person who kills a Kohen Gadol b'shogeg can never leave the Er Miklat. I don't know. But I guess we'll get to that in Makos Yud Aleph. And a Kohen Gadol that kills b'shogeg can never leave. So ema lo ligle. Maybe we should say that they don't go have galus. Kamash malah. Now Bryce comes to teach us that he's gola. I don't understand this at all. How do you mean that they wouldn't be gola because the Mishnah says they can never leave? But the Mishnah says they go to Golas. What's the Habamina? I don't understand. Right? The Gemara said you would have had a Habamina that maybe he shouldn't go to Golas based on the Mishnah that says Hahori Kohen Gadol or Kohen Gadol Shal Harigas Nefesh Eino Yotze Sham in Olam. He never leaves the Er Miklat. So it's clear he goes to Golas. The Mishnah says he goes to Golas. I don't know. The Eima Hachanami. The Gemara asks maybe Eino Hachanami that. He doesn't go to Golos. Where does the Bryson know that he goes to Golos? I don't know. The Mishnah says he goes to Golos. I don't understand what's going on. What? No, my kash is where'd you have the Havamina that he doesn't go to Golos? And they're saying, oh, maybe he really doesn't go to Golos. I'm asking the other way. Right, but the Mishnah says clear. They said the Bryson says maybe you had the Havamina that since he has no Takana, he shouldn't go to Golos. Based on the Mishnah, tells us he goes to Golos without a Takana. It's kind of circular. Where do you go?
Why are we just saying that this is the case where Kohen Gadol has been appointed at the time of the conviction?
I don't know, because it doesn't. That's not pashtus in the.
But it was a minute ago. We talk about any other original.
Okay, and therefore what?
And it's only when there is no Kohen Gadol appointed by his conviction that he can't go out alone. The Kohen Gadol himself or someone who kills him.
Right, but the Havamina was that he shouldn't even go to Golos to begin with. The Gemara has the Havamina that he shouldn't go to Golos.
Because there's no
Kohen Gadol expected. No, just because he shouldn't go to Golos. The same, because he has no...
But then the Mishnah says
clear that he goes to Golos. The only problem is, does he have a Takana or not have a Takana? But the Mishnah says clear he goes to Golos. If you kill a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Gadol kills, he goes to Golos. So what do you have a Havamina to tell me? He doesn't go to Golos. And the Gemara then asks, Veim HaKanami, he shouldn't go to Golos. What do you mean Hachanami shouldn't go to Golos? The Mishnah says he goes to Golos. Right, the Eima Hachanami, so Amakra Lemushama Korotseach. The Pasuk tells me it's the Er Miklat is for where every Rotseach can run. Where is Korotseach? Every Rotseach. Apilu Kohen Gadol B'mashma. Even a Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah teaches me that he's judged, and Algav the teacher's judge that he judges because of these halachas of this Brisa. Okay? Then the Brisa continued over Alasei V'alosasei. He's over on Mitzvah Saseh and Lo Saseh. The Gemara says, almost sarcastically, Lo Saseh Lo Aver. I mean, it's better for him not to be over. What do you mean, Bryce is telling me he's over Saseh and Lo Saseh? Rather not be over Saseh and Lo Saseh. No, Hakika Amar. Im Aver Alaseh. If he's over a Mitzvah Saseh or Al Lo Saseh, where he's Chayav Malkus, Harehu Kehejot Lechol Dvarav. He's considered a Hejot, and therefore he's Nidon in a Basin of Shlosha. Right? He has, his judgment is in a court of three. So the Gemara says, Pshita, no, it's Pashut. That on a din of Malkus, it's a Bezin of Shlosha. What's the Chiddush? So Gemara says, no, because you may have thought, like, a Kohen Gadol, when it comes to Misa, we'll see in the Brisos, Kohen Gadol, when it comes to Misa, is judged in the Bezin of 71. He's not judged in a regular 23. Salka Daita Chamina, Hoel Utnan, right? In the beginning on that base, it says, Ein Donin Lois HaShevet, right? The whole tribe, Velos Nabi Sheker, Velos Kohen Gadol, LLP Bezin Shoshivim Vechor. Their capital cases go to the top. So, the Amr of Adab Rabba and that Tezayin, a few days ago we learned, what was the reason why? Because the Pasuk says, Kol Hadabar HaGadol Yavi Elecha. The great things you bring to me, right? What does that mean? Devarav Shel Gadol. The things of the great person should come to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So you would have think that maybe the Kohen, if he does, he also should be, well, everything about the Kohen Gadol should be in the Sanhedrin of 71. So Ema Kol Devarav Shel Gadol. So Kamash Malan, the Bryce teaches that no, that if he's over a Lo Saseh, where the onus is Malkos, then he is judged in the court of three. So Gemara says, Eim Hachanami. Why are you saying that? Maybe Eim Hachanami, he should be judged in the court of 71.
Well, it wouldn't make sense. You add a Navi Sheker. Navi, he's a Navi Sheker, Adina Mamanus.
Right, so what's the path? So what's the you should, and the Shevet also, I mean.
Yeah, the Shevet also.
Right. So Ema Haganami, another question, the Gemara is talking about Los Aseis. The Brice is talking about Aseis and Los Aseis, and the Brice and the Gemara is only answering what the limit is from Los Aseis. What about Asei? So the Ema Haganami, I see your question, and I raise you another question. Right, Ema Haganami, so Miksev Dibre Gadol, it doesn't say called all the Dibre Gadol, El it says Dabar Gadol, right, it doesn't say Dibre, which means plural, it's Dabar Gadol, it's singular, right, Ksev, the Dabar Gadol Mamas, like a real, real big thing. Only Misa, capital cases, go the capital case of the Kohen Gadol goes to Sanhedrin, and not any other case. Okay.
That is Los
Aseis. That's what Los Aseis.
That's why it did say Los Aseis, but there is an exception.
What do you mean?
No, it's about Aseis.
No, Los Aseis are when you do are the Malchus cases. You're Chayav Malchus if you overlap.
Right.
So the talking about how do we know that the Brice had said Aseis and Los Aseis.
Right.
And then we talk about Malchus, which are Los Aseis.
Well,
that's it. Well, that's it. Okay. Next case was the Kohen Gadol. Next case of Kohen Gadol is Meir Meidin Oso. He testifies, and people can testify about him. So Meid, right? How can he testify? Right? How can he testify? Vatanya, we have the following Brisa, which talks about the Shabbos Aveda. And then the Tziv asks right away, what's the connection between the Shavas Aveda and testimony? And Rami Sadeh doesn't understand what the connection is. I'm glad I saw the Tziv also, because I was looking at it last night, I understand. Okay, as long as the Tziv asks the same question. He obviously gives an answer, but I don't understand it. Okay. Meid, v'hatanya, the following Brisa, which talks about the Shavas Aveda, the Pasuk says, v'hissalamta mehem. Right, you can, in certain cases, you can be mis'alim, you can close your eyes and not do a Shavas Aveda. What are those cases? He goes, it says, Salam to Mehem, and the rest of the Pasuk says, Lo Tuchal Isalim. So the Gemara says, Pa'amim Sha'atam Isalim, or Pa'amim Sha'atam Isalim. Sometimes you can be Misalim, you can close your eyes, and sometimes you can't close your eyes. So, okay, it's not. What are the cases where you don't have to do our Shavuot Aveda? Number one is a Kohen, Vihu Bives Kvaros. It's a Kohen, and the Aveda is in a cemetery. The Kohen is not allowed to go into the cemetery because he's not allowed to be Mitameh. Now come time of mace. So therefore he doesn't have to return, he doesn't have to go and do Hashavas Aveda. Number two is Zokain, here's the key point. Zokain, right, the Ein Lefi Kvodo. It's a respected individual, and it's not his kavod for these certain animals, I guess, to carry these animals on his back, to bring them back, or to walk a dog, to bring it back to the owner. Oh, Shaisim Malacha Shalom Meruba Shachaveru. Or you have this guy who bills, $600 an hour, and if he's mevatel from his malacha, it costs more to be mevatel from his malacha than to do the work of the Hashavas Aveda. So he's not mevatel from his malacha to go do the Hashavas Aveda. So, the lawyer's telling that to the contract. Okay, very good. So lekach nemar. That's why the pasuk says v'hisalamta. So for these cases, you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda. So they're trying to learn it. You see, if it's not the kavod of the person, like by the zakein, if it's not the kavod, he doesn't have to do the mitzvah. So therefore, if it's not the kavod of the Kohen Gadol, right? It's not the kavod of the Kohen Gadol to come into Beis Din and give testimony from his friend. So he should be doche the kavod for the chiyuv of being of giving testimony. I don't understand the connection, right? Maybe it is the kavod. Maybe there's a difference between testimony and Hashavas Aveda. Whatever. So the see is that if it's not covered, it's pushed away. So Amar Rav Yosef. So what are we dealing with over here? The Kohen Gadol gives testimony. Amar Rav Yosef Meid LeMelech. Now he gives testimony about the king. What are you talking about? The Hatanan Lo Dam Lo Donim So. The king isn't judged. If the king isn't judged, who's bringing testimony about him? There's no adjudication about the king. What do you need witnesses for? Right? Lo Dam Lo Donim So. And Lo Meid Lo Meidin So. It's clear in the Mishnah. You don't do testimony about the king. So Ella Amar Rabbi Zera. The Mishnah is talking about a Kohen Gadol is Meid Leven Melech. He's giving testimony for the prince, for the king's son. So the Gemara says, Ben Melech Hedjot Hu. The son of the king is a regular Hedjot. He's a regular guy. And he says, no concept of like the prince in Halacha. So if he's a regular guy, we have the same problem. It's beneath the dignity of the Kohen Gadol to be giving testimony about a regular person. So what's the case? Ela Meir, he's giving testimony about the Ben Melech, Bifnei HaMelech, in front of the Melech who's sitting on the Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, wait a second. How can the king be there on the Sanhedrin? V'ha, we have a Tosefta that says Ein Moshivim Melech B'Sanhedrin. You can't have the king on the Sanhedrin, right? You can't have the king on the Sanhedrin. I don't know why they go to the Tosefta. You can go straight to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Lodon. So why are you going to the Tosefta? No, so you see the Tosos Ein. The Tosos talks it. Right, Tosos asks a question. Look at the third Tosos. Va Ein Moshiv Melech B'Sanhedrin. Teima Liproch Mimas Nisan. The Tanan. Melech Lo Don. Right? So the Gemara answers, V'yish Lomar Ah. The Hod Ein Melech Don. Hani Midu Levado. That's by himself. Mishum De Ein Don also. Since he can't be judged, he can't judge by himself. Right? If he's with other people on the court, he can be part of that court. Because it's not only him who's making the judgment. So we're talking about a case over here. The Kohen Gadol is giving testimony about the Ben Melech. The Imtomar Mikol Machom Hayav Don as Beno. How's he judging his son? Isn't he Karuf? Right? The Mistama of the Ben Melech Kaishmu Achshav. Right? We're talking about the Ben Melech. But Yeshlomar, the Vadei Hu Yodei Shapir, the Ladon Lopa. He's not coming to judge. About Kashli, the Pilu Yoshe, the Yidom Nam. Ah, so he's also saying, that it's not that the king is sitting there in judgment, the king's in the gallery. His son's being judged, so the king comes to sit. Right? Or maybe, no, it could be Sanhedrin, it could also be the 23. Maybe it's a case of 23, maybe it's a case of 3. He doesn't say what...
But what they call Sanhedrin.
Who calls... No, we call the 23 Sanhedrin also.
The Sanhedrin.
A capital case is 23.
Right, so what case is 71?
The Mishnah is 21, but the only capital cases that go to the 71 are the Kohen Gadol, the Navi Sheker, and the Shevet. A regular capital case goes to the base of the 23.
Okay. What case is 71?
The ones I listed in the Mishnah.
That's a question. How would his son be?
Which, I don't understand your question. Sanhedrin means 23 also. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, you're talking about, the Gemara answers that Eina Chanami, the king is not sitting on the Sanhedrin. Nevertheless, he's not sitting there, and nevertheless, the Kohen Gadol will give Mishum Yikara the Kohen Gadol, also the Yesi, Mikabi Nailas Haduse, Kayehuva Ozum Anali Anabedine. Because of the cover of the Kohen Gadol, the king comes to sit there. And we're Mekabel, the Eidus of the Kohen Gadol, and then after you see the Eidus of the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol, I think the way it works, the Kohen Gadol knows a testimony about the Ben Melech. So what do? It's beneath the Kohen Gadol to give testimony. So we have the king come sit in the gallery, the Kohen Gadol gives his testimony, then the king leaves, because he can't sit in the Sanhedrin anymore, so then the king leaves, and that's it. And afterwards, he gets up and leaves, and the Dayanim are Ma'ayin in the din of the Ben Melech. So in this way, there's no problem of the Eidus being beneath the dignity of the Kohen Gadol, because the Melech is sitting there at the time of the Kabbalah's Eidus. That's the case. So the Mishnah says, it's funny, the Mishnah says that a Kohen Gadol gives testimony, it's only in this one-off case. That's the Ukimta. Okay. So Gufa, and we'll go back to the words of the Tosefta. The Tosefta said, Ein Moshiv in Melech B'Sanhedrin, V'lo Melech B'Kohen Gadol B'Ibur Shana. In that concept that we quoted, it says that you don't put the king on the Sanhedrin, and the king and the Kohen Gadol cannot be on the panel that determines whether or not we're going to have a leap year. So why can't the Melech be in the Sanhedrin? Melech b'Sanhedrin, because Diksiv, lo sane al riv, you can't answer the fight, and we learn out, lo sane al rav. You can't, if the king is there, no one can argue with him. The whole point of the Sanhedrin is to have deliberations. The luck is you can't argue with the king. If the king decides, I think A, and then you're done, right? You can't, lo sane al rav. What does Rashi say? Nothing. Okay, he says, lo sane al rav. Don't put him on the Sanhedrin, because then you have no deliberations. And also, lo melech v'kohen gadol be'ibur shana. Neither the king or the Kohen Gadol can be involved in the adjudication of whether they're going to be Ibur Shana. Why? Melech mishum apsanya. Because of apsanya. What's apsanya? Rashi says, Michalik mamon l'chayel osav, kach v'kach l'shana, v'noach lo shi yukol l'shana me'ubaros. Basically, he pays his soldiers on a yearly basis. He gives them a yearly salary. If he gets an extra month, and he's paying 12 months for 13 months of service. So it's better, let them do every year a leap year. He gets a better, if they did every year a leap year, they'd probably ask for 13 months pay. But let them do every year. First of all, you see that it didn't look like it was a volunteer army at the time of the king. He got paid. That was also all the, he got paid. So, and Kohen Gadol, what about a Kohen Gadol? Why can't the Kohen Gadol be involved in Ibar Shana? Because the Kohen Gadol is the opposite. He doesn't want Ibar Shana. Why? Mishum Tzina. What's the Tzina? Rashi says, Kohen Gadol, Eina Rotsa Shittis Aber Shana, Mipnei Hatzina, because of the cold. Shitzorich Litvo Lukadish Biyom HaKippur M'chamesh Tvilos Vasari Kiddushin V'in Tis Aber Shana. If you do Ibar Shana, Tishrei gets pushed back, and it's very cold. Hare Tishrei V'yom HaKheshman, it's seen as Marcheshman, the Yebish Tishrei. And the cold of Marcheshman is going to come into Tishrei. It's very cold. He doesn't want to, Tosel says, what are you talking about? It's very cold. Do the Tvilos? Tosel says, Perish our conscience, Mishim Shakom and Godal Tong Tvila. Veloni Hira, Demashim Yomash, Yimichani Lo Kum Kum, Mishal Chomim, Yom Kippurim. What they did, Yomo talks about it, they warmed up this rod, and it was only a Dindar Abundan, there was no Shos in the Mikdash. They warmed up this rod, and they heated the Mikdash for him. So Tosel says, could be that the Mikdash was warm, but once you got out, the Mikdash was cold. So then, actually, the dipping was, okay, fine, so we have the springs, it was warm, but then you cut out, it was very cold. Number two, there was a tefillah that was done outside the mikdash in the beginning. So I don't know if it's such a big question on Rashi, but Tosel says, "Lekach nir laparish mishum kiriras haritzpa shekol yom haya omed yachav." He was always barefoot, and the stone was cold to walk. I mean, they didn't have radiant heating in the base of mikdash. Maybe in the Bayis Shlishi we'll put in some radiant heating for the Kohen Gadol. But that's why it was cold, because his feet were always cold walking barefoot. What? Can you do radiant heating on the stone?
Plastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's plastic?
The word of metal,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, the grain of lamb. But it wasn't all day. Maybe for a couple hours, a couple minutes here and there, it's okay. But he's doing the avodah the entire day. He has no time to warm up his feet. Okay. Fine. So Gemara. They're okay with davar. So the question. So they can't make psak on something with which they are nogei with davar. So that the shayla that comes out from here is can a rabbi pass him for himself? Right, if you're no gay b'davar, can a rav paskin? Can a rav look at a mirror for by himself because he's no gay b'davar? That's the shaila that comes out. It's actually a machlokas aposkim and how what the situations are where a rabbi can paskin himself. Anytime the rav shouldn't paskin a halacha in which he's no gay b'davar. If the rav has a business interest in the outcome, he really shouldn't be involved in determining what's going to be with that case. Stop here. Yeah. What?
For
we have to look at for a shul. How's it working for a shul? There's a halachic. What do you mean for his contract? What do you mean? No, it's halachic for himself. Let's see. Question whether it's something in his house is a milchik or fleishik. Whether the maru is it's a kesem or not a kesem. So right. So some say it's not a big deal. Some say if it's the same thing as if you look up in the svarim. And find the answer there, that he just knows what the Sefer says, so it's not a problem. So others say, the Chazon Ish says, and the Amun B'Tochan, the Chazon Ish says that,
What?
Right, so if he has to do pilpus over there, but if you talk about a Dini Mominos issue where he has a stake, it's a financial stake in the outcome, maybe that he shouldn't be.
It's not affecting anybody else, but who cares?
Well, it's affecting him.
But it's a black or answer.
Okay, maybe that's an answer.
But it's not affecting anybody else, who cares?
I'm not going to answer that. Okay. All right, we'll stop here. Have a good day.